John Walker Lind arrived this evening in the United States aboard a military plane. The American who fought with the Taliban is now in custody of federal agents. He is scheduled to make his first court appearance tomorrow morning in Alexandria, Virginia. Walker, who goes by his mother's name, is accused of conspiring to kill Americans and providing material support to terrorist organizations. NPR's Barbara Bradley has a report.
For the past several years, John Walker Lind has been on a spiritual journey. Today begins his journey through the U.S. legal system. Walker is under the tightest security and is being whisked to an undisclosed detention facility. Some believe he will occupy the same jail in Alexandria, Virginia, as the FBI spy Robert Hansen and accused terrorist Zakaria Moussaoui occupied. The jail has all the needed security and is close to the federal courthouse. When Walker arrives at the federal courthouse in the Eastern District of Virginia, he will encounter a media madhouse outside, with dozens of cameras and reporters staking out his arrival. Inside, law professor Jonathan Turley says, the proceeding itself is likely to be quick and very basic.
One of the first things that will have to be addressed with Walker's arrival is who's representing him. The government's position is that he did voluntarily waive the right to counsel, and so they were not required to either put him in contact with the family lawyer or even tell him that a lawyer has been retained.
The family retained an experienced criminal defense attorney, James Brosnahan, but the government says Walker waived his right to an attorney, so Brosnahan has no right to speak with him. Sam Schmidt, who represented one of the defendants in the embassy bombing trial, expects that initially the magistrate will appoint an attorney for Walker because he's considered indigent. Later, Walker may choose to have Brosnahan represent him. Schmidt says until his status is clear, Brosnahan is keeping a low profile for strategic reasons.
There are different defenses that are available to Mr. Walker. One defense is somewhat the sympathy defense,
which would try to persuade the prosecutor and eventually a jury to go for a lighter sentence because Walker is only 20 years old.
And if he's going to attack the validity of the more serious charges, he will take a more aggressive posture. Right now, he can't know if he's going to take a more aggressive posture because he hasn't consulted with his client.
No matter what, legal experts say Walker's lawyer is expected to challenge the way the government's evidence was obtained. Last week, Attorney General John Ashcroft said the charges are based entirely on Walker's statements to the FBI and that Walker spoke of his own accord. Robert Litt, a former Justice Department official, says Walker's statements could still be considered coerced because of the circumstances.
You had this 20-year-old kid who'd obviously been brainwashed, will be their position, was presumably hungry, had just been through this fairly horrific experience of war, followed by being in this flooded and gassed-out fortress, and then was interrogated by U.S. personnel. I would think he'd make an argument that under the Supreme Court case law, these weren't voluntary statements by him and ought to be suppressed.
Jonathan Turley says it will be harder to argue that those statements are coerced because of Walker's own actions. He gave an interview to CNN.
Mr. Walker is a defense attorney's nightmare because he spoke to the media and almost went through with methodical care many of the elements of the crimes that he's accused of.
But the admissibility of evidence won't be decided for some time, either by a judge or by a jury. Until then, it's expected that Walker will remain in a high-security prison cell until trial, or possibly until he decides to make a deal with the government. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.